We now look at corrective feedback that a teacher might provide to a student and the student uptake, how the student receives this kind of feedback and how they respond to it. Certain schemes have been developed for looking at corrective feedback in different kinds of programs. In the one described in the book, there are 6 feedback types which have been defined. For example, explicit correction, and this refers to the explicit way in which the correct form is provided. So instead of providing a language example, the teacher might say, no, you don't say quick, you have to say quick, and you have to add an ly, so you make it quickly, and that makes it an adverb. So this might be some form of explicit correction. A very common method which is used is called recasts. And recasts involve the teacher's reformulation of all or part of a student's utterance, but without the error. Recasts are very often used by parents when they speak with their own children. Then there are clarification requests. And in this situation, the teacher indicates to students either that their utterance has been misunderstood by the teacher, or that the utterance is incorrect in some way, and that a repetition or a reformulation is required. So the teacher might say, excuse me, what do you mean by that? Can you say that again? I didn't understand. So in these cases, it's a clear clarification request. Sometimes there might be a form of meta-linguistic feedback. And here, there are comments or information or questions related to the correctness of the student's utterance, but without explicitly providing what the correct form is. So, for example, the teacher might say, there's something wrong in what you just said. Can you think what that might be? Compared to explicit correction, metalinguistic feedback involves using technical terminology and not only the correct form. And then we have elicitation, and this refers to kind of sub-techniques used here, 3 types, where the teacher elicits a completion of the utterance. So my father cleans the, and you wait on the student to provide the ending. Teachers might also use questions to elicit correct forms. How do we say such and such in English? And lastly, the teacher occasionally asks students to reformulate what they've just said. And the last form of corrective feedback is repetition. And repetition refers to the teacher's repetition of the student's language utterance. And in most cases, the teacher adjusts their intonation just slightly so as to highlight what the error might be. Now, interestingly enough, it was found by some researchers that recasts were the most common types used, at least in natural immersion settings. And although they were the most common, they also found that student uptake was least likely to occur after recasts, but most likely to occur after clarification requests. Having said that, other studies have also been done, and as regards recasts, some researchers have suggested that maybe the student who actually made the error might not pick up on it, but other students might pick up on it, and this was also an important aspect.